We're very grateful to Peter and Rose O'Reilly from County Cavan, who took the case all the way to the Supreme Court in the first instance. And effectively what they've established at the end of the day, that the court has upheld their property rights and the property rights of all farmers in Donegal and the North West when it comes to adequate protection and compensation. And what it means is that for generations, farmers and landowners in Donegal have seen this, where you sell a piece of land to the ESB in terms of you're paid, rather compensation-wise, for the lines going over your land, but you're not paid for anything else. ESB and Air Grid and other organisations have continuously refused to compensate farmers for the loss of value on the land. And this is the issue here, because in many cases in Donegal, where lines are going into a field, this move has effectively damaged the value of the overall value of the field. I know farmers who would have traditionally sold a site or two along a main road over the course of a decade in terms of reinvesting in their farm. Yet these measures effectively stopped them from doing that. So they had a loss of income, and there was a general loss of income on the value of their land. So I welcome this move by the Supreme Court, and I think it's now time for the government through the Department of the Environment to meet with farmers and discuss the implications of it.
One of those implications, obviously, is going to be how does one determine that value, what sort of structure is put on place to determine that value, and what method of payment and restructuring payments is going to be brought in for the future. Question is also begged, do we need to look at this retrospectively and look at those farmers who lost out over the past number of decades and asked, do they have a role in this discussion as well?
Well, you raise a very valid point. I mean, the bottom line is the ruling has established a vital precedent here. So whether it's the ESB or any other agency, if it's the gas network or somebody else who had legislation behind them, compulsory legislation in many cases, but went ahead, entered private land, put up permanent infrastructure, which had interfered with the property. There's no two ways about it. It has interfered with the property. Then this ruling is very clear. It says they must compensate not only for the immediate loss of use, but for the long-term impact on the property's overall value. And it seems to me whether it happened this year or 3 years ago or 4 years ago, there is a long-term impact on the value of the property. So I would certainly argue that the farmers are entitled to retrospective consideration of what went on here. And critically, I think it's time for the ESB and Air Grid to sit down with farmers and discuss what they're going to do about this in the short term. Because land has lost value because of these developments. There is no doubt about that in my mind. I've seen farms destroyed by overhead lines going through the middle of large fields. Absolutely destroyed from the perspective of farming in an ordinary day sense with machinery and with animals, etc. And I think it's time now for farmers to be compensated properly, and the Supreme Court is behind them on this.
Bottom line, this is going to have to go to Dáil Éireann. Legislation is going to be needed here and potentially a whole new agency just to govern this. This could be the start of something very big and very lengthy.
It certainly could, and I have to say, from my reading of the initial ruling that's come out, the ESB have a bill here that they probably didn't think they were going to have, or indeed Air Grid. There are significant plans by Air Grid to work across the Northwest over the course of the coming months. It seems to me that all of these companies have now to sit down and consider the implications. It is a matter for the Oireachtas in the first instance to look at the legislation, but remember, they will be guided and they will have to abide by the Supreme Court ruling. At the end of the day, any legislation that does not respect the rights of farmers to proper compensation and for adequate protection going forward will fall before a court. And that's a warning for the government. Legislate now and to protect farmers and their rights going forward, or you'll be back in court again.